Recruit James McGill online, sir.
You're a recruit?
Asked a female voice. I thought I might recognize it, but I wasn't sure.
This is Primus Turov. I asked to talk to the team leader.
I had it now. Primus Turov was my Primus, Centurion Graves's direct superior.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm all that's left. We lost our veteran and the unit Centurion.
Pathetic. All right, McGill, report.
I hesitated. How much should I confess over this transmission? Were there more of these aliens gliding around the camp, ready to invade? For all I knew, this one had already transmitted for help to its Saurian friends.
We're in trouble. We were trapped and ambushed at the lowest level of the mine by about 20 Saurians, both raptors and juggers. We retreated and fought for hours. We finally found the tunnel they used to enter the mining complex and escaped through it.
We've pinpointed your position. You're in the middle of the base camp.
That's right, sir. And we've just brought down an air car that was apparently spying on us.
An air car? You brought it down? Who gave you orders to do so?
I acted on my own initiative. We were left here, cut off, with no...
What's the condition of the air car? Are there survivors?
We found one alien. It appears to be the same species that I encountered earlier on patrol. Identification should be much easier now that we have...
Listen to me, you recruit. Is that alien alive?
I'm not certain, Primus. It has suffered injuries.
You had best pray that it is unharmed. Guard that alien with your life. I'm sending down a lifter. Stand by.
I stood there dumbfounded as the connection broke. Carlos came to me and clapped me on the shoulder.
I listened in, he said. Looks like you screwed up big time.
I threw his hand off and cocked back my fist to punch him.
You fool, I shouted. I didn't tell you to attack that alien. You are responsible for this.
Hold on. We all know who's in command here, don't we, people?
He swiveled his head and examined the crew. They all looked uncertain. Finally, Kivi spoke up.
No, you did it without orders.
Oh, yeah, sure, he said. Right, I can see how it is. Why don't you all just fill me with metal right now? That would be a better alibi, wouldn't it? I went nuts, you shot me down, and then...
I put the muzzle of my snap rifle against his head. He froze.
Don't tempt me any further, I said.
Okay, whatever.
The lifter came down to pick us up, or rather, to pick the alien up. They virtually ignored us, shoving us out of the way. A team of bio-specialists ran in with some anti-grav gurney and carefully transferred the injured alien onto it. Then they rushed away. We followed, walking, but when we saw the ramp was already going up, we ran to it and hustled up into the ship. I found a portal and looked down at Cancri 9, which was all mist and darkness in the night. I wondered if I'd ever see this alien world again. I had to admit, I wasn't missing it yet. An hour later, I found myself facing Adjunct Leeson and Primus Turov. Neither of them was happy. The worst part was I wasn't entirely sure what I'd done wrong. As I stood at attention, I reminded myself that I'd been in this position before, being shouted at by a group of officers. I kept my eyes straight, my face neutral, and I did my best not to react to the abuse my superiors were heaping upon me. To be sure, it seemed grossly unfair. By my accounting, I was a hero. I'd led my team out of the mines, and after Centurion Graves's sacrifice, there hadn't been a single casualty added to the list on my watch. We went over the story again from the top. Same questions, same order, same answers.
Who told you to exit the mine through the shaft, recruit?
Primus Turov demanded.
No one, sir, I said. I did it on my own initiative.
And when you reached base camp, who ordered you to shoot down the air car?
No one, sir.
May I ask you again who put you in charge?
We were surrounded by hostiles. Centurion Graves decided to use our only plasma grenade on the enemy, and he delivered it by running into their midst. It was a brave moment of self-sacrifice. Turov uncrossed her arms just long enough to motion impatiently for me to get on with my story. As he left us, he told everyone I was in charge. From that point on, I was in command of the team. She leaned forward and her butt lifted from her desk she'd been sitting on. She came close enough so that I could feel her body heat. I wanted to look down at her, but I didn't. I kept staring ahead and remained at attention.
"Do you know who was aboard that air car?"
This was a new question, one she hadn't posed 5 times previously. "An alien, sir. Alien to Earth, alien to Cankri 9. Origins unknown, the last I'd heard from our biotechs. It was the same type of alien I'd encountered before in the forest on patrol."
"And that previous alien, you also killed him. Am I correct?"
"Yes, sir."
"Had either of these aliens at any time attacked you? Did they fire upon you? Did they perform some other overtly hostile act?"
I paused. "No. The first one was in the forest full of enemy combatants, however. The second one was on the scene of what appeared to be a wiped-out camp with no living legionnaires in sight. I took action based on the situation I was in." Turov chuckled and shook her head. She turned to Adjunct Leeson.
"He screwed us good. No excuse. Nothing."
I glanced after her and frowned. When she looked back, I flicked my eyes to the forward bulkhead again.
"Do you have something to add, recruit?"
I just don't understand, sir. Have we identified the alien that I encountered?"
"Indeed we have. That's the core of the problem. Do you want to know the scope of the damage you've done?"
I was beginning to sweat. Having acted without authority was one thing, but she seemed to be indicating this matter had exploded into some kind of diplomatic incident. "I can only assume that the aliens were innocent and that we acted without full knowledge of the situation."
"No,"
she said dryly, heaving a sigh.
"The alien was far from innocent. None of his kind are."
I turned my head and looked at her.
"Who are they, if I may ask, Primus?"
She stared back at me.
"We weren't sure at first, but now we are. We sent the data off-planet for identification, and all hell broke loose. You see, we don't have their blood samples on hand for obvious reasons."
The reasons weren't obvious to me, but I waited patiently, hoping everything would be made clear to me. Turov opened her mouth to speak further, but the door chimed.
"Come in!"
she shouted irritably. The portal opened and a familiar face met mine. It was none other than Veteran Harris. He looked sick. He leaned on the door frame with one hand and took a shuffling step forward.
"Veteran Harris?" Leeson asked. "What are you doing here? You should be in recovery, man. How long has it been since you came out of the revival machine?"
"A few minutes," he said.
His eyes were only half open. He had his uniform on, but it looked like he'd pulled it over wet skin and it hung on his frame unevenly.
"Get back to the infirmary."
"If I might ask to be present, sir," he said.
Leeson looked at Turov. Turov sighed.
"All right," she said. "He's your man. There should be a witness from his unit anyway. I think there's a regulation to that effect. But if you pass out on this deck, I'm throwing you out into the passageway until this is over."
I watched this interchange with growing bewilderment. A witness from his unit? What did that mean? And why had Harris worked so hard to drag himself out of medical to this scolding anyway? Turov turned back to me. She stared at me for several seconds, looking me up and down.
"It's a shame, really,"
she said quietly.
"We value recruits like you, McGill. Did you know that? Men who show initiative and leadership. Natural-born killers who shoot first and sort the enemy out later are useful.
under different circumstances, I'd call you a hero and give you a commendation. I've handed out promotions for less, in fact.